In 2018, Utah voters will see a D or an R next to the names of candidates running for the state school board. The Utah legislature passed a bill Thursday that will make school board races partisan after the 2016 election. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Senate Bill 78, sponsored by Republican Senator Ann Milner, puts an end to years of infighting over how to change Utah's school board selection process. For the 2016 election cycle, there will be a nonpartisan primary for state school board elections. After that, they'll be partisan. Local school boards will remain nonpartisan as they are today. House sponsor and Republican Representative Brad Last argued the districts are so large, it's difficult for candidates to campaign without the support of a political party.
Candidates who are really interested in running for these offices can get the word out. They can talk to delegates. They can go to the conventions. And people can become aware of them, aware of their philosophy, and come to understand or make judgments on what kind of board members they would be.
In past sessions, the House and Senate have been unable to agree on whether these races should be partisan or not. But Utah lawmakers were forced to decide this year after U.S. District Court Judge Clark Wattups ruled the old candidate selection process was unconstitutional. Switching to partisan races means state school board member Terrell Warner will be ineligible to run for re-election in 2018. She writes and manages federal grants for the Cache County Attorney's Office and would violate the federal Hatch Act by participating in a political race.
I believe that it will exclude not only people like me because of my professional responsibilities, but I'm worried about people that may not be, they may be independent or they may be not part of the prominent party here.
In order to get on the primary ballot, candidates will have to go through the caucus and convention system or collect 2,000 signatures or the signatures of 3% of registered voters in their districts. Whitney Evans, KUER News.